Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups. Okay, so Yuxiao, am I saying
you
that shall, right?
Yuxiao. Yuxiao without the T.
Can you tell our listeners who you are and a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Yuxiao Sadiq. I am a vice president of digital marketing for Verint, which is a large technology firm here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I run digital marketing, which means I run our web, digital, social, video, and then our internal communities. So I've been in digital for maybe 22 years or so, something like that. I don't want to give away my age, but I've been doing this for a while.
I'm super happy to have you on because, yeah, when you sent me over your pitch and your profile, I checked you out and I was like, yeah, this is definitely the person to have on for advanced A-B testing. You seem like you know your stuff here. And I have to admit, I am a complete beginner for this. So for anyone that is listening to this and this is their first episode or they just tuned in, we do have a previous episode, which is 5 steps for a beginner. And that is a call that I recently had, and it was definitely for me because I am a beginner. So now with that call, I am with you and we're going to be taking up a notch. So I have to admit, I'm still definitely a beginner. I'm nowhere near an advanced level, but I'd love to.
That's okay.
Thank you. I feel like I'm in good hands. So I would love to start off with my first and like question for you, which is like, how do you know when you make that graduation from a beginner A-B tester and an advanced A-B tester? Like, what do you see in an advanced A-B tester? Like, what do they do? What separates them, in your opinion?
For sure. I think a beginner A-B tester really gets into like the simple things of A-B testing, which is I've got a control and I've got a variation of that control. And basically, I want to test one thing. I want to test a headline. I want to see if this headline that says, I'm awesome, buy from me is better than I'm great, buy from me. That's usually the beginner, which is I just want to test a headline. An advanced user takes that same two things and then goes deep with it, right? Which is basically I'm awesome, buy from me. And then once they find a winner of those two headlines, they go, okay, now that the winner is I'm great. Now, what's the deeper step? Then they go down a little bit level. Okay, is it I'm awesome, buy from me because I tested it on Thursday? Or is it I'm great, buy from me because I tested it on Friday? And so that's how you know, that's how I'm able to tell where the people who I say have A-B test swag versus who are just the starters of A-B testing really get into it. It's just how deep they go and the way that they deploy it. And A-B test is just one of those things. It's been around for so long, but just the applications have gotten much deeper. You can A-B test everything from periods. You can A-B test graphics. You can A-B test headlines. You can A-B test content. You can A-B test whole pages, landing pages. And that's how I also know is how many variations of A-B testing that folks are doing. If they're just testing like a landing page or like an email, that's typically a beginner A-B tester. If they're testing landing page, header, image, email, infographic, they're doing like 3 or 4 testing within like one campaign. That's how I know that they're really into it because they're trying to find, hey, which one of these things is working and which one is not.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that I picked up from the previous call I had. It seems that there are just layers upon layers of opportunities to A-B test. Yeah, it's not as simple as like, oh, this A and B, oh, we've done the A-B test. It's simple. It's like you can just keep going and going and going.
Yeah, and A/B tests, I think it's a misnomer because it makes it seem as if though, and I think that's probably more just for people who are getting into it. Really what it is, it's optimization testing, which is which one of these things is working for my campaign. It goes very deep. You could do A/B test, pick a winner, and then that's the rest of your A/B test. Or you can A/B test, pick a winner, do another A/B test, pick another winner, do another A/B test, pick another winner. And that's how you optimize on an ongoing basis. And now you get, you know, let's say you did an A/B test for 52 weeks out of the year. Most people that start an A/B would have just said, okay, I'm gonna run this campaign for 2 weeks, pick a winner, and then that's gonna be my winner. And then I'm gonna do that for the rest of the year. A/B tests, like advanced users, will do that same test and then change it every single week. And now they've got 52 variations of the same campaign versus picking a winner early in into the process. So it, yeah, it gets, and then you like, it's almost like a game of chess, right? Which is now you get like a little, you know, you're making one move in front of the other testing. You're saying, okay, is it this one or is it this? But you're constantly doing it. And then you have, which I think your previous person mentioned as well, is you're testing hypothesis, right? Does this make sense for what I need for this campaign? And then you're identifying, you know, what is it that I actually want? Do I want a conversion? Do I just want a branding exercise or do I want something else? And that's where you identify, you know, your key performance indicators and try to figure out, okay, what am I doing this test for? And that's how you know you're an advanced user.
Cool. Like on that point, are there KPIs that you see beginners rating? Like for example, on a previous call, I talked about vanity metrics, and that definitely seems to be a thing. Like a lot of people look at vanity metrics and get excited by that, but it doesn't convert into like sales, or it doesn't always convert into like the hard line, what you want to achieve. So
for sure.
Yeah. Do you see a difference between the beginners that start out and the KPIs they have versus the advanced users of A/B testing?
You know, I think it all depends on what you have access to, right? So the ultimate thing that you would want to have access to is dollars, campaign dollars, and how much you're going to spend on a campaign. Because if you have dollars on a campaign, you can literally track everything based on, I'm going to spend this much for this campaign, A/B test it, move $50 here, and then another $50 here. And then you can see the entire metric. Therefore, you can measure the actual cost per conversion for that entire campaign. The problem is not everyone gets that access to those dollars. Now in Google, if you're doing AdWords, you get those dollars, but in some other campaigns, you don't get those dollars. And so let's say you're doing like Facebook advertising stuff, right? Unless you have a special, unless you're starting with an actual dollar amount that you're going to do for a campaign, you know that, okay, I put this Facebook campaign out there. I've measured it. It's doing this, and then it converts. But Facebook only stops it at the conversion once it leaves Facebook. Now you've got to put other metrics on the page that you want it to convert and then shoot that metric over. So let's say you try to get somebody to buy something, you've got a checkout page. Now that metric that you've got in that checkout page, you want to throw that metric back into your A/B campaign that you started out with to then see what was the cost based on people actually landing on this page. So now you're optimizing not only the checkout process, you're optimizing the landing page, and then you're putting that number back into the entire campaign overall. So that's typically how I know, sort of just from a advanced perspective. In terms of actual KPIs, I would say likes, shares are really good, but like engagement is really the key, right? Are people engaging with my campaign, which is, are people sharing it? Are people actually converting on it? And are people actually doing something with the campaign itself? And a lot of times if you're doing a campaign where you're just trying to get people to read something, it's hard to get any kind of metric. Really all you're getting is, okay, they've gone to the page. I know that they've gone to the page. And then you look at advanced analytics where you're saying, how long did they spend on this page? And if they spent, let's say 2 minutes and 13 seconds on the page and I didn't convert them, maybe let's try to find other ways to convert them where they're not spending that long on a page.
Cool. Yeah. I know some of my coworkers, they deal with that sort of thing. So like I mentioned, my background is in like audio and video content. So I don't have a lot of experience when it comes to the other kind of aspects. Like we work as a team, a very kind of like, I was going to say like the Avengers of marketing, but that's too lame.
Yeah.
Another kind of team.
But it's very close to it, right? It works that way because you have to work in that cross-functional because you don't control everything. Yeah. Very few times does one person get to control everything, especially not the A-B tester gets to control the campaign budget. That's usually like a campaign team or like an agency that controls it. And then you're in charge of just, oh, just go do this A-B test and only do that A-B test.
Yeah, you make me feel a bit better about that then. That's good. It's good to know I got that nail on the head. I was like, I don't want to use that. That sounds like too lame. But yeah, you're like, you get a good team behind you and especially a good marketing team. And I can tell that that my friends or my coworkers, nice to call them friends though, their superpower is definitely all that hot jar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, as you were talking about sort of just the measurement pieces of what people are looking for, really, if you want to get advanced KPIs, you look at numbers that are associated with actual revenue, right? Revenue numbers tells you what the sale was made, whether a sale was made based on your A/B testing versus whether someone just landed at the campaign, right? Landing at a page is a great number because you know that you converted just the page, but it's not a great number because you don't know whether you converted that actual sale at that moment. And then the other piece to it is tracking last attribute. And last attribute basically means if you're running four or five campaigns, and someone has come to that campaign or that landing page and they've come to four different ones, which one are you going to attribute to the success of them converting? Then you just don't know. You can say, yes, the last one they came to could be the one, but how do you know it wasn't the other thing that actually converted them? And so there's good ways to sort of look at that overall, but that's how you know when you're looking at KPIs is you have to measure almost everything.
Yeah, I can imagine when you've got so many variables, you're going to have a large variety of KPIs in that sense as well.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo.
I'd love to know as well, moving on to imagery and graphics and even potentially videos, are there differences that you see beginners with A-B testing doing versus the more advanced level of A-B testers?
When it comes to graphics and videos?
Yep.
Yeah, I think, obviously in the world of attention that we are in right now, people are inundated with a lot of graphics and inundated with a lot of options. I always say, I see the advanced people using less graphics and less videos versus more advanced, because that usually means they're just trying to test a whole lot of stuff. Attention span of folks who are opening email or, getting to a landing page are typically very short. And so they want to see exactly what the offer is, what it is about it that is going to convert me. And then they want to see how do I actually move from the next step? And so I think when it comes to graphics, I think the less is more is the way I can tell someone is a bit more advanced. I would say, if you're putting, this is something that I've seen before, where someone is really excited about putting animated GIFs because they think they're very cool inside of an email, but an animated GIF from a file size perspective is not optimal. That's a lot of, kilobytes or megabytes, however big that page is, versus just using one GIF for absolutely everything, just one image for absolutely everything. And that's how I know someone's just trying, they're just trying stuff out, and they just, they just like their animated GIFs. And it's like, dude, having an image that has, having a landing page or an email that has four images that are all animated GIFs is an annoying thing. No one likes it. Not no one. Some people do enjoy it, but that's how I can typically tell, hey, you're trying way too much. Where versus you just put one image, one sales pitch, one sort of call to action, and then one next steps really to do next. That's typically like the simplest thing that you can do, whether it's a landing page, whether it's an email, is you answer the questions of what, who, why, and how do I go to the next thing? And advanced folks answer all four of those questions, whereas other folks just say, answer, you know, the first two or just one of those questions. Why is this cool? Then you get a whole bunch of content that just tells you why this is amazing. You're like, well, that's great that you're telling me 58 features, but I'm only really sold on two of them.
Mm. Your explanation of like overloaded with gifts reminds me so much of the early days of the internet with just those pop-ups which flash all over your screen. Yes. And now it's just too much to
Or consume. The marquee. You remember the old school marquee where people change the colors of a marquee coming through?
And maybe
it had different colors.
Might be getting flashbacks.
Yeah, it was like a news ticker.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Up top.
Yeah. So my last question, I might put you on the spot a bit here, but let's see how you do it. So I'd love to know, are there any like turning points in your career? Is there any moments, obviously I'm speaking with an advanced A/B tester here. Is there any moments when you felt like you received a nugget of information or you learned a lesson where it kind of helped you improve and you made that transition from being a starter to a more advanced level? And if you can't think of anything, do you have any case studies or any examples of stuff that you've worked on in your time? I'll put it out there and you can answer that however sure. you see fit.
I think I might have mentioned it a little earlier. I think the key to sort of starter, I'll call it starter A/B tester versus advanced A/B tester, is really when I recognize the moment that my A/B test or my campaigns didn't necessarily need to win. When you think about the concept of just, oh, which one won, and then you don't do anything about it, or you just choose that one, that's when I knew. I was like, oh, this one just won, but then that's it. Versus this one won, now let me test it again. And that was sort of the advance. It's sort of like the concept of compound interest. Compound interest is just an element of, you know, is it 10% or is it 10% on top of another 10% on top of another 10%? And that's how I think about A/B testing is this one won, now let me test it again. This one won, let me test it again. This one won, let me test it again. And you just keep compounding on your wins versus choosing a win and be like, all right, let me step back away from this A/B test now. That's really the difference in when I knew, okay, let me take this to a more advanced level. And then you start adding, you know, kind of like the chess move, you start adding more and more metrics. You test images, test infographics, you test words, you test headlines, you test all of it, and you just keep going where it's not just, let me do one thing or one variation. A/B testing is a science and art. And it's sort of the combination, just like in anything, just like audio engineering is a science and an art. Everyone knows how to read the music, but you have to play with it to figure out what is it that really makes sense for the users and what's working.
Yeah, I think that's a good piece of advice because it also chimes kind of with the last step that my previous guest, Sabina, said, where she said, yeah, repeat, always ensure to isolate only one variable and just repeat and keep going. I think that's the one thing I hear from this. Just keep going, keep testing, and constantly be curious. Keep that curiosity going.
Absolutely. And then measure everything. Like literally measure everything. Measure everything from each step. Not only the headline, but what converted on that headline. Not only what converted on that headline, what converted to the landing page. Not only what converted to the landing page, what converted to the actual revenue. Not only what converted to the actual revenue, did that revenue dollars make sense for that purchase? Like then you do the checkout, right? Then you're testing the checkout process. Like, was it one step that we used to check out, or was it just straight PayPal or whatever it may be? It's like, there's so many different elements within a buyer journey that you can A/B test, and then A/B testing on all of it gets you just nicely fine-tuned into the entire journey.
Awesome. You shall. I'm saying that right now, yeah? You shall.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good. I get so nervous. I'm like, you shall. But if people want to follow you and keep up with what you're doing or just connect with you, or what is their best way of doing that?
Yeah, just check me out on LinkedIn. I know that's not the sexiest thing to tell people to follow you on, but I am on LinkedIn. I'm also on Twitter at WebExpertise. So twitter.com/WebExpertise.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Yushal.
Absolutely, my man. Have a good one.